Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bravo's House Vibes. Simone and Aaron coming back at you on a Monday.
It was a crazy weekend. Like,
Yeah.
hands down, great weekend, but crazy weekend. Like, that's totally my fault. 'Cause like, I forgot what day Thursday
No.
was, which is normally when we record, and then it
Yeah.
just kind of like
Life has
trickled
happened
down.
for both of us, but we will get on a consistent schedule because summer is right around the corner
Yes.
and we don't have shit to do. So we'll just be back here posting consistently like we used to.
And like,
Listen, we're not perfect, okay, you guys? We're not perfect.
I think that's
Just.
why people like us because we're
Oh,
such
yeah.
a mess. Like, it just like evolves. We don't have to be like, everything's great. We're like, no, our
I
lives
know, like
are.
we keep it 100 on here, if
Yeah.
anything. Like if we're depressed, we will let you know.
Yeah.
We aren't coming out with an episode. We need to deal with our shit.
Yeah, 100%. It's
Yes,
fine.
we're not fake it till you make it, bitches. Like it's just not gonna happen.
That we are not those people that are just like everything's great. We're like, no, everything's on fire. Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. Oh my gosh, yeah, like literally, I just had a brain fart. I can't think anymore now,
Are you
clearly.
good?
I'm fabulous. I'm great. But you know, Bravo, this is why we're here. So we're gonna start with like the news that we what are you sipping on?
Wine. Of course I'm.
Oh, I was like, girl, that's like all the way at the bottom. It looks like a little bit of bourbon or something. Like you're sipping on bourbon
Don't have bourbon here
in
where
a
I live.
little mug.
I don't have a wine glass here, so I make do.
Yeah, but it's fine though. You just make it work. Like Tim Gunn says, make it work.
That's right.
So we're gonna hop into some like Bravo news because I know we've been gone for a little bit. There are several things that we didn't touch on our last episode, like Ultimate Girls Trip Part 2,
No, I need to
The
watch that.
Ex-Wives Club, Fire. The trailer was amazing, Aaron. It was good. I'm excited to see Dorinda. I'm excited to see Brandy get drunk. I'm excited to see Phaedra with her facial expressions. I'm just ready for it all because it's all of the messy people,
On
like
an island.
Eva. Yeah, like Eva, because they're all at Dorinda's house.
In the
Yeah.
Berkshire.
Yeah, they're in the Berkshires, and like Tamra and Vicky, like Vicky gets dumped there, and like, and you know Tamra, you don't even just say Tamra, and you know what you're gonna get, and like, I'm just ready. I'm so ready for the shit show that is.
It's going to be a lot.
Yes, that is Girls Trip Part 2. I am so ready. And then what else do we have? We have, well, this is actually recent news. Like Lenny left his filed for divorce from Lisa with his trash ass.
I cannot with this man. You legitimately cheat on your wife,
Publicly.
bring the mistress to the same gala that your wife is at, knowing she's going to be there.
I think
And
it was a
then,
club. I think it was a club
no,
and she rolled up there.
it was a gala.
Oh shit.
And then you legitimately are confused as to why your wife threw a drink on you.
No, like period though. Like you're sitting there confused as fuck, I'm sure. And I hope they got it filmed. I hope it, 'cause they're filming right now.
I am so pissed for Lisa. You did your wife dirty.
Pretty. And then go out in public like that and be like and then like have his girlfriend like standing in front of him trying to like block him off in front of the club like while the paps are there and I'm just like
Sweetie, your girlfriend's a size 2 because she's probably 20.
I know she's probably like 21 and dumb and just like
Lenny, it's gross. You're too old for that
no
room.
I know it's weird it's so weird
Oh my God. Did he do her plastic surgery or like Botox? Like, I feel
I
like
don't know.
that's
It makes sense because
alive.
her and Lisa look alike.
Yeah.
Straight up. Which I don't understand because Lisa is so hot.
She's gorgeous.
So I'm just like, it clearly doesn't matter. what you look like or who you are. A
No,
man's gonna cheat on your ass, like,
I mean,
and
think
no matter, like, because we dogged her ass too,
we did, but
but she doesn't deserve to get cheated on.
no, and I feel like looking back on it, Lenny would give her shit for being
Lenny
a
didn't like
stay-at-home mom.
her.
He would give her shit for being a stay-at-home mom raising the kids, give her shit for working in any type of charity event, gave
Yeah.
her shit for if she was doing it, it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I think he wanted, I don't know what he
Like,
wanted her to do, some backflips or some shit. Like,
well, my thing is, did you want a wife that could be a wife, a mother, and a CEO? Because if that's the case, honey, then you need to like look somewhere else
I
other
know. Then stop
than
looking for pretty
profit.
girls if you want somebody who's more, you know.
Well, you can be pretty and smart, but like finding them in your plastic surgery office is not the place to
Yeah,
look.
it's not the answer. She probably gave him like a handy after he gave her some like Botox or something.
Like, what is, I don't know.
I
Girl, I'm gonna
know.
own my
That fucking
wrinkles
sucks.
at
That
almost
sucks.
31 years old. I'm gonna own my wrinkles.
And then what else happened today? Southern Charm trailer has been dropped.
Dude,
I
that
already
trailer.
watched it. That trailer was crazy. And I can't wait for Shep to beat Austin's ass because I can see it in him.
He has been pissing him for so long now, and
I
Austin,
know. He
I'm like,
hates Austin.
here we go.
He hates Austin.
Not even mad.
I know. I'm not even mad either. And I'm very curious how, like, Naomi and Craig and Paige
I
situation
know,
is gonna
man.
go because Craig is messy as hell. I will say that. And he will say some out of pocket shit anytime, any place, doesn't matter. He will do
I'm
it.
looking forward to see how Naomi and Catherine's friendship is
Oh
because
yeah, that's
they were
right.
not on good terms
They
when they
weren't.
left the show. So I don't know if that has mended itself, if Catherine is a better human at this point.
After those racist allegations came out, remember that shit? That was like what, last season? No, 2 seasons ago.
Before, yeah. And she tried, like, she was literally like, my boyfriend's black. I'm like,
Oh yeah. He's
him.
on the show this season. He's
I
on the
know.
show, which I'm so confused because I know they're broken up right now.
Right, but that was my thing was, okay, if you are married, if you are dating a black man, why didn't you post him? You post all your white boyfriends that are older. Why didn't you post your black
I
boyfriend?
mean, he po she posted him like quite a few times, but
Before
it
she
just
said they were
it
together.
I think it was like one of those instances to like prove that she's like,
Yeah. I'm not for that. Like, I understand you can date someone before you post about them.
true.
As we know, I've done this. But like, if you're claiming you're not racist and all of a sudden you get yourself a little African American man,
Period.
I see a problem and a poor resolution.
And it's not gonna look good,
No.
but it's Catherine though. I don't even want
Ugh.
bullshit and hoops that he had to jump through with that girl. I really don't want to know.
I feel bad for the man, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Each their own.
True that.
And then what else? What else? Kravis got married today. Very disappointed in her outfit, but whatever.
But you know what? Are you shocked though? Like, I'm kind
I'm
of like,
shocked. I'm actually kind of shocked,
I
but
didn't expect
not
this.
because they are a little older. So it's like I don't really expect them to have like the big
No, I didn't like the
wedding.
dress.
I know, very ugly.
I was kind
Peach
of digging.
definitely didn't put her Skims on. She did not have her Skims on.
I kind of loved the sleeve veil combo she had going on.
Yes, it's very cute, but I'm just like, girl, you didn't. You're not wearing your shapewear. Listen, I'm not against a pair of Spanx, okay? And I'm not sh fat shaming her, but Spanx, just.
But I hate Spanx.
I know everybody hates Spanx, but like, it
I
just.
don't even think I own a pair of Spanx, just
I
because like
do.
I am very much like this is me and here are my curves, and if it doesn't fit, don't
Well,
look.
Erin, you're skinny though. Yes, like a pair of Spanx do wonders, okay?
A little word to advice to all the women out there. If you wear Spanx, cut the crotch.
Oh, yeah.
Do I that. Will say that. Because you're going to need to pee and you're not going to want to pee. So
I do feel that, though. But I was very... I think I saw somebody call it, like, what... What did they say? I saw it on Twitter. They called it, like, a Fashion Nova dress.
No, they did not. Very
Fashion Nova.
When she had the big old... She had the big old cross too. I was like, you are making a statement.
It's Courtney.
It's fine.
Or they did the courthouse wedding because they want to get married internationally. And they do go to Italy a lot.
They do. We shall see.
Maybe they're getting married in like Florence or something. Like
you wedding so badly, and I want
to see this wedding, and it better be fucking filmed next season on the show. Like it better be filmed, or else I'm going to storm Hulu Studios or wherever they're located and give them a piece of my mind.
Give them hell.
Oh, listen, hell isn't even the word. But what else? What else? What else do we have? Is that it?
I think that's it from what I remember. But like. We have so much that happened this week.
So much to talk about. We really do. So let's start with Beverly Hills. Let's do Beverly Hills. Yeah, Beverly Hills. So Beverly Hills, I just said it like three times. It's fine.
Beverly Hills.
My brain's not working today, but it's Monday. So like, what do you expect?
Right.
It premiered last Wednesday.
It did.
So I have the taglines here because you know we like to do taglines. We like to rank them. So let's start off by doing that. We love reading our taglines.
Yes, we do.
Hold up on it. The gram. Oh my god, guys, and BTW. When we were talking about Lenny, like before the show, we definitely went on our hardcore like deep dive on this bitch and the girlfriend that he's dating. If y'all could see my face right now.
Yeah.
My face right now.
A level of anger. It's fine.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But okay, you guys. So I have it pulled up right here. So we're going to start with Kyle. When you're the real deal, you don't have to pretend. This is very different for Kyle because she usually says in this town, in Beverly Hills, in
right. She XYZ. Always says it like she is the top of the, you know, Bev Hills community.
I mean, she is. I mean, she's
right. Oh, I'm not. And listen, after last season, when she was the one on the Bravo show, had a movie come out and a TV show.
Period. Though that's so true. She was in that Hallmark.
Right. I think was it Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah, Halloween.
That came out.
I don't watch haunted movies.
I don't either. And then she had that her American Mom or whatever come out again.
The show. I thought it got canceled.
I think it might have, but I thought she was doing something else, like TV wise.
No, the only thing that she was doing is that holiday movie and then Halloween.
Okay. Yeah. But she was like everywhere, like you everywhere. So like, okay.
Okay. She was doing press.
All the time.
Excuse me. Okay, so Crystal Kung Ming Goth, Miss Disney.
Yeah.
Literally, she is Disney. Okay. Yeah. They say talk is cheap, but in Beverly Hills, it can cost you. Period. That's so true. People be talking mad shit. People be talking bad shit and it gets around.
Listen, don't fuck with the Lion King's wife, okay?
Don't fuck with the Lion King's wife, period.
So done with people trying to fuck with Crystal. Like, I'm so.
Okay, Garcelle. I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine. Mm-hmm.
Girl shines brighter than a damn diamond, and I'm here and for it.
Listen, she is it. She is carrying the season on her back. Anyways. Okay, so you, Dorit, you can take all my things, and you won't
What? You can take all my things and you won't have. Huh? Am I stupid? Can I not read?
I'm like, I, okay, hold on.
Can I not read? Okay, it says, okay, you can take all my things and you won't have taken a thing that matters.
Okay, I get what she's saying.
Okay, I don't think that's
Take
correct.
all of her jewelry, everything, her Birkins that were stolen, but yet she can still walk away.
Yeah. That
Okay.
actually, how do you feel about that robbery? Actually, no,
Okay.
we have to get
We'll
through
get into that after
that.
this because
We'll get into that because I have some choice words.
yes.
Okay. The only thing better than having it all is having even more. That was Diana Jenkins. Looks like Stifler's mom.
That's what I have to say.
Jennifer Coolidge, like, literally looks like still Stifler's mother. I can't wait to meet her though.
Oh, I'm excited for it, but I'm also like
What?
confused.
How so?
Just because, like, okay, I get the first season energy and stuff like that. Like, this happens every time, but I'm like, honey, you are coming with fire, and I need you to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So let's see. But what are you talking about, like in the trailer?
Yeah, like I was like, you are doing the most. And the person I really want to shut her down is Garcelle. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Okay. Lisa Rinna. Hi, I'm Karma. And yes, I'm a bitch. Yes, next. Fitting.
Yeah,
Very
Steph
fitting.
Harry.
Very fitting.
We
Okay,
already owned
so.
it, so.
I'm sorry. Rinna just pisses me all the way off. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like,
As
literally.
she said.
So, Sutton's is if you want a seat at my table, you best mind your manners.
Okay, Miss Manners, I have questions about your manners.
Why?
Okay, so like you jab and you poke, which I get, you're mad at Lisa, but then when someone has a legitimate problem, it's not as bad as your problem. You cannot empathize, which to me shows a lack of manners.
Oh, are you okay.
Yes,
So
I'm going there.
this is but I mean, like, she doesn't even like to read. She doesn't even like to read.
My dream, but if I didn't like someone and I heard what happened, I would pause my shit and my stress in order to empathize or sympathize with what you've been through. Because that's a lot, and your kids were in the house. She has children, and you, if it was Sutton, would shit not be like astronomically bad?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So my thing is, you're upset about your vendors that you hired to do a job in comparison to someone who was held at gunpoint and her children were home.
It's okay. We'll get to there. I think we are both on
I
different pages on
feel
this robbery. We
like
are both on different pages.
right, and it's fine. Fine.
Okay, so the last tagline is it's Erica's. I have nothing to hide and nothing to lose, and that makes me dangerous. I'm like, girl.
Girl, you have nothing to hide because you have nowhere to hide it.
Literally, all your shit's out there. Like, you told
Like,
the producers, like, go do your own research. Like, bitch.
she's not giving them any information, but she's also not providing them with like proof of anything either.
I don't know, and I don't like the way she was treating them. Very rude.
It
So
was
nasty, so
so rude.
rude.
Like, you're gonna be nicer to your castmates, but you're gonna be mean to the producers. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, come on now. Are you kidding me right now? And like, they go out of their way to like come to your home, set up, like do all that shit. And like,
You don't have to be on the show.
yeah, like, girl, you could be demoted so quickly. Like,
But they can also walk away. It's not like they're the ones that are like,
yeah.
I'll be back. Let me interview again. No, if they want you back, they're gonna ask you back. And if you choose not to, you're allowed to walk away.
Yeah, like nobody's holding a gun to your head, like, or like a gun to your back, but the bitch needs a check, so
So
fix your fucking attitude.
I just, of all the places you could be in life, you're really upset about the one you're in right now, and you're having a man who you're fucking send you flowers.
Oh, please. Nobody is fucking her. The sex is not that good because she's still acting like a little butthole.
I mean,
The
that's
sex
true.
cannot be that good because she is being so horrible.
I mean, like, you know, after a good like session,
Yeah,
like
like you walk out with a smile on your face and you're chill.
right.
Like you know when somebody is having good sex.
I'm
Like,
like all kind of energized. I'm just like living my best life.
yeah. And I'm just like, she is being so cold and just like, you're not getting it in like you're saying you're getting it in.
No.
Like there's no I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed. Okay, and so I actually, while we were talking, I actually went on Google and looked up the taglines. It's just like I just can't fucking read.
Oh boy.
So Dorit, I will read it again for people who clearly can't understand me. So it's you can take all my things, and you won't have taken a thing that matters. I don't like the won't, you won't have.
I mean, it's
Is that
correct.
correct grammar?
It is, yeah.
I don't like that.
It's a lot for people to say, but I get
Yeah.
what you're saying. Like,
Very wordy.
material things, but yet I'm still standing with my children, my husband, my house, which, bitch, I would have moved.
My gosh. Okay.
Would have moved.
Okay, can we just talk about the robbery?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions. So I feel like this robbery was an inside job.
I sure
I
should.
really think it was an inside job, to be honest, because first of all, the gate was open. Second of all, I feel like if you're gonna have like I've been like kind of like reading stuff and like people who like work in security and like security systems. Okay, so when I feel like you wouldn't have a security system who has sent that has sensors in your house according to when people are walking.
But
I
that's a
understand if you have the lights that like come on when you're walking,
no, that
but
alarm
it's like
system's a thing.
yeah, but it's like damn well knowing you have kids, why would you put that in or have that on?
There's
If you know that they're gonna get up and get juice.
right. So there is a system. I've accidentally sent it off incorrectly. Like I've set it incorrectly to where I put away. Which means no one's home. Like nothing in the house is home.
Okay.
Like it's gonna be silent instead of home, but a security system on. And so unfortunately, one of my nanny kids got up because I turned it off wrong and I went to go get the oldest child from a sleepover and the cops were called because I set off the wrong sensor,
Yeah.
which goes off because there's sensors from the doorways and from the windows. And so as soon as the youngest walked through her door, opened her door, and then walked past another window, it took it as a robbery.
Yeah.
And so homegirl got a little scared when the police showed up and they
Oh,
had to,
yeah.
I had to go, I'm a dumbass, and I sent off the wrong one.
Because all and then like also because you know there's glass alarms because we
Yes.
both worked in retail.
Right, which I don't get how that alarm
That's
didn't.
why I'm like that's why I'm like what the fuck? Why aren't those set but you're concerned about the other ones?
Right. And I am a crazy person where if I'm home alone,
Set up the whole thing.
if I hear a creak and I don't know where it's from, I'm not sleeping.
No, I'm getting up. I'm going to walk around.
Like I'm gonna be that crazy woman that's like holding something heavy and walking around because I'm terrified that this is it.
Yeah, literally. And I'm just like, where's the glass? I'm just like, where was the glass alarm? And why was your gate open? Okay.
Like the gate,
When you know PK isn't home.
right?
And like it's just like I'm gonna ask questions,
And
obviously.
playing devil's advocate, I don't know if the gate misfired and didn't close. I don't know if she was too tired and didn't think about closing it, or if the driver forgot to close it when he left the house.
Yeah.
There's so many things
There's
that I'm
so
like,
many things. And then like
I
on Watch What
cannot
Happens
believe.
Live,
Yeah.
they were like, did they catch the the criminals, and she was like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure." And I'm like,
How do
"Babe,
you not know? Because,
how do
like,
you not?" That's why I'm like sus as fuck. I'm like, "How do you not know if they got caught or not?"
see, and that's what makes me upset because, like, anything in life where I've had to deal with police officers and a kid, I know if they were caught. I know when I've talked to them. I've known every time I've called them. I know all of these things because I want to know if I'm safe or not.
Exactly. And I'm just like, wouldn't you want this guy off the street?
I would want them.
Yeah, like I'm wouldn't you want these guys off the street? That's why I think it's an inside job. And then so apparently, Teddy's husband's
Yes, it was his
that's
security.
security company. And you know who else had that security?
Kyle.
Pop Smoke. Yeah,
No.
bitch. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. That's why he yes, bitch. He didn't set they didn't have it. Bit. Yeah. Yes. You think I'm joking?
I know you're not joking.
I'm
You know
not.
your face. I'm shooketh.
I know, yeah, Pop Smoke. Yes, that was his company. That was Edwin's company. Yep. Yes. That's why I'm just like, Teddy, get your man, get your man, get your man, get your man, because you're about to have some lawsuits.
I am
That's why I'm just like super
angry.
sus. I'm like,
Yeah.
this shit don't add up. This does not make any sense.
But then, does it make it Dorit's problem or was it Edwin's problem?
Like
Let's
I
add
said,
that
it was
into the mix.
probably.
What if Edwin knew? This is completely a bullshit thing, but let's think about it. What if Edwin knew his system was a problem and had someone break in?
Like some insurance shit and then like file insurance and get
Yes.
back.
Yes.
See, that's why. Listen, it could be a number of
Well,
things,
this
and I
rabbit hole
completely
can go
agree with you on that
deep. It can go deep. Like, if he knows his shit is broken.
one. Listen, I don't know. It's a number of things, man. It's totally fucked. It's so fucked.
I can't.
Can't either. Okay, so we'll just get
I'm
into
just
the
glad
episode.
the kids
So
are
we.
okay. I will say, I'm
What?
just glad the kids are okay.
Yes.
I will say it was heartbreaking when Dorit said, like, she's okay, she's okay, she's okay. But I would move. I would not be staying
Oh,
there.
I would move too.
I would not be staying.
I really hope they moved. I really hope they move or have plans for moving or
Yeah.
just something, because this ain't it.
No.
And so oh girl, I don't know. It's a lot. I think it's fake. I think it's stupid. Like
It's a lot.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna ask questions. I'm gonna ask questions.
Yeah.
So you can't get mad at me for that. So let's talk about like the beginning of the episode. So we have that conversation with Erica and Garcelle. And I obviously have some choice words because I'm kind of on Garcelle's side. I'm just like, girl,
100%.
what's the tea? What's obviously you're sitting here bold-faced lying to me in front of my face. Like, you
Right.
know, like when you catch your friend and she's just telling you all this and you're just looking at her and you're just like, this is complete bullshit, but okay, keep going.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just feel like it was one of those instances because I would have given her the same fucking face Garcelle did.
I was sitting there and just being very like bringing up line air and then literally asking why she should apologize to Sutton.
I mean, I don't. She just threw those words at her like, I'm good. She basically just said, I'm gonna fuck you up if you cross me again. That's basically what
Right.
she said. And I'm like, yeah, I would want an apology too. Like, you just basically threatened me. And I'm not saying that, like, oh, she's a pussy for that, but I'm just like, it's respectful to apologize and move on because Sutton isn't trying to catch these hands with you. You're
No,
shooting
and
big
like,
bitch, Sutton will break in half. Like, and she knows that. Like,
he will. But like, I don't understand where Erica has the right to say anything other than sorry to her cast members and her friends. Bitch, you literally said that you don't remember a lot of things because you drank so much, and you don't, the only reason why you remember some stuff is because of Taco Bell wrappers.
And she said that she was like having sex and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, girl, if the sex was that good, I feel like you wouldn't be all snippy snappy with everybody.
Like, is it good for them and not you?
I know. Like, is it one of those situations, or is she like fucking old dudes again and
Hope
just
not.
laying there and just like, I don't know.
I
It's just
just.
like, it's all weird vibes around her right now.
Well, weird vibes, and just I'm sitting there going, why are you angry now? Like, if you were in such a better space and like you were cleared from your lawsuit, and like, I'm sorry you're not going to get a divorce, but you're not going to get a divorce because your husband is not sound of mind. That is a legal thing, but you're still getting it on the side. Why are you mad?
I
If there
know, that's like, it makes no sense. Like, I'm just like, if you know, if you're getting it in, you're obviously going to be hunky dory, happy. Like,
you're claiming to be legally separated, but you're upset
makes no
about not
sense.
being able to get divorced. Why are you mad if you can't get divorced, but your husband is like basically on death's door from your wording?
And she said, I was in love with that man. Da, 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 da. And I'm just like,
No,
I
you
feel
were
like we
not.
would get some more from you if you were so in love with Tom Girardi.
Like, I get there's stuff in a trauma that you are not going to bring up again, not want to bring up again. But there are times where you sit there and go, I think I loved him. Like, we had good memories. We had a couple good times. And you bring up those times, and that's okay. But, like, honey, you are burying this shit and you have a son.
A whole ass son. Well, I wonder how he's doing. I wonder what like that situation's like right now, to be
Right.
completely honest with you.
He hasn't said anything, and nor will he. But I'm just sitting here going, what the hell? I mean, even Kyle points out how she feels bad for Portia
Oh,
because
I
Portia was not
know.
okay through COVID. Like, she needed to interact with people and she couldn't, and she
She
went down a
showed.
dark hall. And I'm glad she's okay, you know. But like, Kyle is one of your ride or die friends and she's trying to help you, and you're not helping yourself at all. And Kyle's gonna go down with the ship.
I know, because Kyle's one of those people who are like, I will stick with you through the end, and then once shit starts going AWOL, she's kind of
Right.
like, be honest, be honest, be honest. And I'm just like, please, please, you
There's
want
no.
everybody to be honest so badly, and then when they do, you get mad. Like,
Yep.
that's not how it works. You can't
Because
tell
it's not what
somebody to
she
be honest to you and then get
wants
upset. Like,
to be honest about. It's not what they want to be honest about.
I know.
It's about this, but not that.
I'm like, you can only do so fucking much. So fucking much. But
I'm at a
yeah.
loss.
What?
I'm at a loss, but what I'm more at a loss for, I'm not even gonna lie, Sutton being single and ready to mingle.
And Garcelle in that hotel. That was a moment. Okay, that was a scene. They are coming to film the season
Yep.
with their little massages. Like,
I mean, I
I.
wasn't mad about the massages, but like her qualifications, like, damn.
Damn, mama. Damn, mama.
One. You said you don't need a man with money, but
Has
yeah, you do though.
money. She got it from her divorce, though, but she's
Right, you
been.
got your money from your ex.
Well, here's the thing. It's not like an Erica situation, though.
It's not, but like you can't say you made it on your own. You didn't make it on your own.
True. We do like a good. A good post nap.
You know what I mean? Like, and
Yeah.
that's where I got annoyed. I was like, you're literally sitting here saying you want a good man, you want this, you want that. But I guarantee you, if you had a man that would treat you right, that had no money, she would not date him.
I believe it. I don't think she would date anybody broke, to be honest.
She would not take care of that man.
No. She would never date anybody broke. Nobody.
You know what I mean? And he could treat her so well. And she would never, because she has standards, which is
No,
fine. You
because I
set your
saw through her
own standards.
bullshit when she was like, I don't want it, I don't care about money, I don't care about this and that. And I'm just like, okay, okay,
Like, sweetie, you and all of your Birkins and your house and
no,
your Louis Vuittons and your quote-unquote Southern manner bullshit. Kiss my ass with that Southern manners bullshit. I'm so over it.
I'm weak as fuck.
Aaron is activated.
Activated, because you mean to tell me your little bless your sweet little soul bullshit guarantees you the right to be an ass? It doesn't. You want to get all righteous and high and mighty, but yet you won't even allow someone lesser than you to do anything. I get it's Beverly Hills. I get you have money, but you got money from your ex. You have your lifestyle because of your ex. You built something off of that, which is amazing. And I won't take that from her, but like, I can't with it. And maybe that's like the very like East Coast New Yorker.
Oh no, that's very like East Coast of you. Yeah, it is.
But like, I can't. Yeah.
I feel that because, you know, because Southern women, they're just like, oh, bless your heart. Very fake nice. You don't ride
shit. Where I grew up, if I don't like something, and I can be very passive. I can very much be, I don't want confrontation. But there comes a point where if I'm not liking it, go fuck yourself. Or as we say on the East Coast, go pound salt.
Pound salt.
Pound.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? School.
It means go to hell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, honey, go pound salt.
I'm dead. See?
It literally means go to hell. And it's a nicer way of saying it. So if the kids are around, go pound salt. Go. You know, and yeah. I just sit here and it's in my everyday work. There are women I get along with really well and women that I don't. And more times than not, I just have to get quiet because I have nothing nice to say to you, nor am I going to entertain your bullshit.
Right. So
I'm going to sit there quietly while you eat up your own shit, and I will not
ever look at you. Mm-hmm. No, it'd be like that though. Like for real. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, damn.
I am triggered and I don't apologize for it. I've been working on not apologizing for things that I shouldn't have to apologize for.
As you should.
And I don't apologize for going on this rampage because Sutton is claiming to be Miss Manners and she's not. She hides behind her Southern roots and I'm over it.
You heard it here, guys. That is a hot take, though. That is a hot take. So basically you're saying let Erica just find her man. If she wants that lifestyle again, let her do it. Just stop.
Let her do it.
Let her do it.
Right. True,
because Garcelle was like, you're doing a great job making yourself look bad.
Right. Erica will make her own self look bad. Why are you feeding into that energy?
Okay. So like basically like stop feeding the fire.
Stop feeding that fire. It'll go out on its own, but you're giving life to it for no reason other than your own energy, which you are going to deplete. So stop.
So how did you feel like, so how did you feel about that gym scene then, like with Garcelle?
I felt Garcelle was trying to be a good friend to say like, hey, here it is. Let me lay it out for you. But Garcelle also didn't continue to feed that fire. Once Erica was like, what do you mean? She was like, I'm good. We're done. As a friend, I stood up, tried to go to bat for you. She was not going into it. So we're good. I did what I needed to as a friend to say like, I'm not okay with this. But when Erica wasn't eating that shit, she was like, all right, this is not worth it. It's not worth my energy. I was not mad at Garcelle. She tried. She didn't fail because she tried. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to Sutton whether she wants to move on or if she wants to sit there and eat up that energy.
She should. I mean, she's doing it. Shit, she's doing it on Instagram.
That's why I'm like, hey.
Okay, sis. Okay, so we have, so this is Crystal's second season.
Yes.
Period. I have no complaints. I have no complaints with her little kids doing their little karate outside. No, that's Dorit.
That's Dorit.
Sorry. So many kids.
She's finishing the basement. We know there's based on Crystal. Crystal is going to take a trip with the women. She made it right with Sutton.
Oh, yeah, they are friends now. Love
Crystal
that.
Crystal is showing up and not even showing her true self because she did that season one. Mm-hmm. But she's no longer feeding that negative energy. So.
No. And she's like the grounding force of this show.
Yeah. And I
Crazy
love it.
world. We need it somewhere. Even though her husband basically is Mr. Disney, it's fine. Like,
Hands
that
down.
still blows my fucking mind. Her husband directed. Like,
I mean, Chef's
like one of
Kiss.
Disney's biggest, like,
Biggest. I mean,
biggest movies.
it is still a dream of mine to go see that on Broadway.
Same. No, wait, same. Same.
Like,
If anybody can get us some connections, hit us up for tickets, like let us know.
because, girl, I will bring the tissues. I
I
plan
will get up
on
there and I'll probably start dancing with the gazelles. Like
crying. Let me be baby Simba. Somebody lift me up.
I somebody lift me up. But like honestly though, my mom went and it was and she said it was like so beautiful.
Everything, everything. I
Everything.
have never heard a bad complaint about that damn
Same.
show.
I want to see The Lion King and I want to see Hamilton.
Yep.
My mom saw both without me,
Hamilton,
so
I will say, is amazing.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of everybody who's seen Hamilton already. Like,
I did love it. My company did not, but it's not their cup of tea, but I was beyond thrilled to go.
oh, is it who I think it is?
No,
Oh, okay. Okay. I was about to be like, fuck them.
No, Everest took me, and he loves musicals. Probably hate me for saying this on here.
Yeah.
Loves them, but that was just not his style. He was beyond thrilled to go, loved everything else, but it just wasn't what he thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I still loved it because it's
It's
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Hello, Hamilton. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I really want to see, I know this will probably never happen, but I want to see West Side Story on Broadway. I feel like that would be so beautiful to see.
You
Did you
know,
watch the new one on Disney?
yes, I did, and it was so good.
Oh, good.
One show that I really loved on Broadway, which I will go see again in a heartbreak, like heartbeat, is the Cabaret.
Really?
So good.
Luann's Cabaret? I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
it is. 10 out of 10, no.
Oh, but anyway, enough about Broadway. But back to Crystal.
It's a whole different episode, and it's fine. Let's move on to
Know.
Atlanta. Let's
Wait.
do this.
Wait, did we cover everything?
I think we
Did
did.
we
Like,
really?
I feel like we had a good.
We talked about the important parts, and I feel like
Yeah,
it
I
was good.
agree.
It
I
was a
agree. It
good
was good.
premiere. I
Yes.
will give it a solid 8.5.
I was going to say, I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8.
8.5, maybe
Right.
a 9. Maybe, no, a 9's pushing it, 8.5. But we will hop to our little, actually, hold on. Side note, can we just talk about how Harry Hamlin is in his 70s? Because this dude literally had a 70th birthday. I thought he was literally in his late 50s, early 60s, if that. Like, because I literally thought he was in his like 50s or something. He
Right.
does not look like he's fucking
No,
70.
I don't understand. I want to know his secrets, but I don't understand. But like, well done, Harry Hamlin.
It's in the Bolognese or the
Dude,
Bolognese. That sounds so good.
it does.
Jesus, we love food. What can we say?
We do.
Okay, so Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This damn assistant. This motherfucking assistant. This is, I need to talk about this assistant because he is so messy. So in the episode, okay, I'm just gonna like give because Aaron didn't watch it, but
No,
I'm
because
going to say when he went to the store with Drew to go get a present for Brooklyn for the party.
my God.
And I kid you not, girl, he is out there like saying that. I think he said like Ralph was gay. No, not to Drew, but he's been going around saying that like Ralph is gay and that like what else?
Like just crazy shit about different people around town, and he was talking about Sheree and how he didn't pay her and like all this other stuff, and it's just like
So confused by like
I know, but what I'll also I'm confused is fucking Ralph.
I can't
Ralph
stand
is disgusting. He's sick. Okay, you guys,
him.
last that dinner that he put together that he just blew up, like what she didn't deserve that. Ralph came in attack mode. He literally went into defense mode and just like went in on Drew, and I felt so bad.
I don't understand how he gets the right to treat her so poorly ever.
Ever.
You had an assistant that quote unquote offered to give you a back rub. You said you weren't going to talk to her, but you fired her. But then you were like, I didn't say I was never going to talk to her again. Then you said, well, she's older. That.
Like what does that have to do with anything? It's
Right.
still a woman, she's still touching you. She's like,
Right. Like, honey, coolers are a thing.
yeah.
And, like, I have no issue with the Kroger, like, cougar lifestyle. Like, let's
Oh,
make that
we
abundantly
know.
clear. But, like, you're gaslighting your wife to make her feel crazy. And she literally Googled the damn definition of gaslighting. And you
Yeah, like
tell me that's okay?
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it because he's sitting there just like, look at you, you're crazy. Da, 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 just like saying all this shit. And I'm just like, listen, like, come on now, Ralph. Like, really, he's gross. He's literally gross.
I just don't understand how you are doing that at all. Like, it's not okay that you get to sit there and be judge and jury when you're treating your wife like shit.
I know. And I'm just like, and you're wondering why like nobody's on your side. Like even when Candy and like Samuel were talking about her.
Yeah, like,
Like
come on.
they were like, are you stupid? Why do you have another woman doing all this, sliding in your DMs and all this shit? Like it's
Not okay. Like, I am never going to have a problem with any man having friends that are women at all.
Yeah, me either.
I get the sense that, like, she's going to be disrespectful to the relationship. I'm not going to ask them to dissipate that friendship, but I'm going to go, I'm not comfortable. Can we talk out why I'm uncomfortable? Or if you feel like there's a hint that you are not okay with it, let's talk about why. So we're on the same page because I want to respect our relationship. And if they can't do that, then that's another discussion.
Yeah.
But I am very confident in my relationships that I'm never going to ask you to not be yourself or to have friends that you want to have.
I know. Like
But like this whole massage thing rubs me the wrong way.
it's Okay, so speaking of other couples, okay, so if you were Candy, would you want to take that condo and like do something with it, or would you sell it?
I would sell it a heartbeat.
Really? You would make Todd like sell it?
Because it's not something you have with them. Like, I would never want someone to move into my home that I had with my ex.
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable. That's a lot of things I don't want for them. So, like, it's a new you, it's a fresh start. So, why hasn't he sold the condo?
But, what if like he was like do whatever to it, like destroy it and make it yours?
Okay, then that's another situation, but did they do that?
No. But I'm just saying, Candy's not like weighing out her options. Like, you can do
Yeah, but they've
something
also
about
been
this.
together for so long. Does
I
she need
don't
to
know.
come out, or does it need to be a conversation of what can we do for us? You know?
That's true, that's true, that's true. But I don't know. I feel like I would personally, I would keep the condo. And then like he said, like when he travels out there, like when she travels out there for like her show or whatever, she has somewhere to stay. Like make it cute, make it your little oasis, like be like ex-wife who, like who dat? Who is you?
Right. I get that. It's totally fine. But it's like, did she feel comfortable to do that? Or is this just not what she wants to do? And then there needs to be that respect level of like, I'm not comfortable with this. Can't we just sell it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But that's very, I think that's, but it's very candy, like putting that off, though.
Oh,
Very
100%.
candy.
Like,
Very much candy.
he does not do anything quickly.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, look at our restaurants. Like, of course, it's going to carry over into your personal life.
So I don't know. I love candy, but I don't hate Todd. I just want them to like figure it out. Like,
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
what is happening? Like, you're both trying to do the most with your jobs and be parents and but like something's gotta give, and it better not be your fucking relationship.
I hope not. They need to be together forever.
Yes, I
And
agree.
Candy forever. Ellen Warren forever. And then, like, Marlo and her little homecoming. Oh my gosh.
So cute. I was here for it.
I
Like,
know. She's the best little Munty ever.
love
Munty. She's doing so well so far. Everybody's doing so well so far.
Yep. Like, I'm here for it.
I know. I know. And I'm here for it. And I'm here for this messy assistant. Because, girl, when we cover this week's episode of Atlanta, because y'all, Erin didn't watch it yet. She's trash. But I'm kidding. But literally, like, girl, it's like tea party from hell. It's so funny. Like, the white lady just like gets up to the
People.
table.
You gave the rights to show your face and your child's face on TV, but you're gonna flip out on people? Like, I already have issues and I haven't even watched the show yet.
Yes, girl, it was so crazy. But that birthday party was so cute, though.
I can't wait to watch it. Like, I really can't.
No, it was like super cute. You're gonna die. You're literally gonna die. So, last but not least, we're gonna, like skim over New Jersey for a little bit because we're on what, part two of the reunion. This reunion is dragging a little bit for me, but it's okay because we literally still have Teresa and Joe fighting over
Yes,
everything. And
everything.
yes, and I just feel like everybody just needs to fucking chill the fuck out right now.
It's too much. The fact that Andy had to yell to get their attention because everyone was talking over each other. Calm your fucking tits. Like, what is going on?
I know. Like nobody can win this one because nobody is getting through to anybody. Like
They're not. Like, I'm literally sitting here going, what? Okay. One of you talk at a time. Like, I can't with Jennifer and her big ass, like, welcome to my TED Talk. Give me a few minutes thing. I don't even know. Like,
don't even know. I'm tired.
if it wasn't for Teresa and Joe's bullshit kiss ass apology and Melissa being visibly pissed, I mean, I applaud Jackie for coming out and speaking so seriously about her eating disorder. I will never say a bad thing about Jackie,
Oh no, never.
but like Margaret, she was very, I feel very like quiet this episode. Like Jennifer throwing comments at Margaret, like Margaret about Bill and the kids and whatever. But I don't know. I just felt like if it wasn't for Teresa and Joe's little blowout, like this would have been nothing.
Oh no, not at all. Because Teresa is just being stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I'm
Stupid as
interested
hell.
to see how Louie handles the next episode.
Oh, right. When they're about to like go in on him, I can't wait because I have a lot of questions. And I literally hate just, I just hate that she gets so angry like when people ask questions. Like they can't ask questions. Like nobody can ask questions. Like
No, she can, but nobody else can.
I know. Like it's stupid. It's so dumb.
Like,
Double
if people
standard.
are comfortable with asking people questions and having to answer questions, that means you have something to hide. You're so nervous about people feeling, seeing you poorly. Like, honey, you literally twirled in your jumpsuit with mirrors on it, going, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
I
You
know,
have
seriously.
been more Kenya, more hair care at that point in my life.
Kenya more hair care.
Like, I can't. It's too much. It's way too much.
I'm exhausted. Like that reunion, I'm exhausted thinking about part three because I
Yeah.
can't for Jennifer to yell at Bill.
I'm so intrigued about what's going to happen. I can't.
Okay, so everybody, you know how we end our episode. So we have Daddy of the Week.
Yep.
And Aaron, who's your daddy?
So I'm a little bit of a nerd. It's fine. And I watched the Avatar trailer, which finally, after 13 years, so sad. I'm not okay. Like, I graduated high school when it came out. Avatar 2 trailer came out. And Sam Worthington, who plays like the lead role, oh, so cute.
He is cute. He is cute. I can't wait for the new Avatar.
I cannot wait.
I remember when I saw it in theaters. I think I was like 13 years ago. How old am I? 25. So I was 5, 4, 3. I was 12.
I graduated high school. It's totally fine.
We just showed our ages, so you guys do the
No.
Okay, so I know we already did him once, but I'm doing him again. Jesse Williams.
Oh,
And I
absurd.
know we're a week late, but last week when his little dick pic was floating around Twitter, I was not upset. And I'm still trying to figure out why his wife divorced him because I would not be running away from that thing, okay? That's
Well,
all
there's only one
I
reason for why she divorced that man.
have to say about that. I don't know why she did. Because I wouldn't, but anywho. So you guys, we're gonna end this episode and we hope that you guys follow us on Instagram, which is at Bravo's House Vibes, and you can follow my personal, which is Simone Slicker. And Erin, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at a wine lovin' bee on Instagram.
Yeah, and please make sure that you give our podcast 5-star rating and please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify they added ratings. So please rate
Yeah.
our podcast 5 stars. It would help us out great so much.
Yes.
And if you guys have any questions or inquiries for us, just email us at bravoshousevibes@gmail.com. I like totally forgot about our email.
I
Yeah, but yeah, just email at us at bravoshousevibes@gmail.com if you guys have any questions or want to collab or anything like that.
would
And
love that.
Aaron, you know how we like to end our shows, so sign us out.
Guys, don't forget, it's always a vibe.
Yeah, have a wonderful week. Bye.